Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is time for Morning with Jesus. So grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's find out what kind of wonderful messages Jesus has for us today. And we will begin, as always, by introducing ourselves. So give me a second so I can actually turn on DC's mic so that we can actually hear her. Okay, DC, tell them all about you.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, Reiki master and teacher, as well a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing for Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascendant Masters, the angels, and every now and then the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But it really is a divine connection because she has left this door open and others have walked. And it's really given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. But prior to this beautiful work that I can't imagine not doing, I had a background in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my journey of service. Greetings, everyone, and good morning from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people to gain understanding and clarity about their lives and to let go of the things that no longer serve them. Because there are so many things in our lives that we really don't need. And so it's a wonderful journey that I'm on about learning about other people and learning about myself. You can learn more about DC Love or about me by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll find Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website or any of my websites because they're filled with information that I have gathered through my journey, and you just what you're looking for. All right, so now it is time for us to start hearing the messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, I'm going to start off with a little prayer. It's entitled Blessed Miracles by Lisa Clayton. Believe in your ability to create blessed miracles each day through angels' divine love. Still your heart, as it is a sacred and holy place where miracles can happen with clarity and deep awakening. As you experience others' resistance and deep-rooted fears, let your heart light shine so that it brightens your love, guide, and be in service for evolution. Go forth and trust. Our daily infusions of divine love guide you. Love is always the answer. Forgiveness is as necessary as breathing. Surrender is as necessary as eating. And trust is as necessary as sleeping. Go forth with confidence as you speak with clarity and experience the miracles of trusting, believing, and surrendering to divine love by listening daily to your heart's voice. You are a powerful miracle worker. Each action you take and each thought that you vibrate with divine love magnifies and expands into blessed miracles. You are ready, beloved. Your soul wings are golden and your heart is full of love. Keep your eyes on the sky, hands on your heart, and feet grounded on this Mother Earth. Feel the vibrations of love infusing your heart for the birthing of new miracles. And Barbara, that was the little prayer that I was guided to read. I have a message from the angels. The angels encourage us to pursue our life purpose and soul mission. they ask that we live as a positive example in order to illuminate the way for others to follow. They also ask that we not fight the old, but that we invite in the new. Positive affirmations and an optimistic attitude will help us to manifest our desires as well as achieving our goals and aspirations. The angels are always here to assist us. They encourage us to assist and inspire the human race via our natural abilities. They ask that we not only rely upon our natural abilities solely, but rely on our own inner wisdom and intuition as well to guide us. Have courage, faith, and trust in the universal energies and the angels as the answers to your prayers. Display compassion, diplomacy, consideration, and adaptability as you passionately serve others in your day-to-day life. And make sure to maintain a balanced, harmonious, and peaceful stance in all areas of your life. Stand strong in your personal convictions and act accordingly. Beloved ones, you have so much to achieve with devotion and inner wisdom, and you are going to be able to successfully manifest that which you are desiring. Your dreams can turn into your reality. The angels ask to see the larger picture and work with the details necessary to complete them. You are asked and encouraged to bring things to fruition in both the spiritual and material. The angels continue by reminding us that we are living in alignment with our soul chart and to continue in the direction we are going. Follow your guidance and trust your soul's calling, and then you will fulfill your light working duties and your destiny. The ascendant masters are also with you, and they will assist you if you ask. They are encouraging and helping you with love, light, and blessings. They will help you to focus on that divine spark within. They also will help you to find clarity. You are asked to use your natural, creative talents to bring joy and happiness into your life as well as the life of others. Creativity will help you to see the world and help to express your thoughts and feelings. Communicate honestly and openly with everyone you meet and try to help others in your daily life. What you put out to the universe comes back to you. Fully focus your time and efforts as well as your energy into your soul mission. Your skills and talents are much needed in the world. Remain assertive and motivated. You have natural leadership and inspirational skills that are unique and will help to inspire others as well, raise their spiritual awareness. Please, beloved, trust in your light-working abilities. We love you, the angels. Okay, so that was from the angels. And I have another little message. Beloved ones, you are one with all that is. There is no separation. Each one of you has a special purpose for being here right now. You are free to choose what you do with your life. What is it that has been calling you? Please follow that calling. Share your unique gifts with the world. Live your life with joy. Remember who you are and create the life that you want to live. Don't be afraid to live your dreams. Give your life meaning. Now is all you have. Listen to that little voice within and create that which brings you true happiness. Use your time wisely. Life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. You have the power to change the world, and there is no limit to what you can accomplish. You are worthy of all the good that life has to offer. Allow yourself to experience enough. Feel happy, enjoy more peace and joy, and share your joy and excitement with others. Live without fear. Feel whatever it is you are feeling and experience all that is around you. Greet each moment with a grateful heart and be thankful for each day. And know that God will be with you the moment you need him, no matter what is happening in your life. God is always with us. Make the most of each day. I love you, Jesus. I have another small message. Through the journey of life, mistakes are made. The ability to grow comes from realizing that the journey is not about being right. It's about learning and growing with each take. Past anger teaches kindness. Difference teaches compassion. Life will always be filled with wrong bumps along the way. Paying attention to what is around you will help you to be prepared for the detours that lay ahead. Each experience is an opportunity to grow. And God will help you grow through enlightenment. His light will shine and transform your life. Walk in the light of God. You will be amazed by what he can do. Moment by moment, God will carry you wavering strength. Stay with God, remain close, feel his presence. The joy will be amazing, even when life is filled with hard times. Even though you can't see God, you know that He exists. Allow His peace to transcend all fear and fill your heart, and allow His word to soothe your soul. When you live in the presence of God, you find peace and comfort. You don't have to be perfect. God loves you just the way you are. He sees beyond your faults and your imperfections. The next time that fear creeps in, don't panic. God is with you. He will give you the strength that you need. You can accomplish the impossible with God by your side. Allow Him to lead you. Breathe and trust and believe that God has you, and He always will make a way. Have faith in the Lord. You will be amazed by what you can accomplish. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Okay, let me finish writing this. Okay, so here is the message Jesus wants to share with everybody right now. My beloveds, you are loved. We say this so that you really begin to accept that you are loved. Each of you is so beloved. We cannot express in words the amount of love that there is for you. And that love is there simply because you deserve it. Simply because the Creator is within you. Simply because you are one with the Creator. And the Creator is love. And so you are loved. You are love. And it is okay, it is safe for you to love others and to love yourself. Love is the most powerful energy in existence. Love creates everything. 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 And we want you to understand that this means that there really is nothing bad, nothing wrong, nothing that needs to be fixed, because everything is created from love. Now, we know that many of you have been taught different doctrines about what is and is not right, what is and is not God, what is and is not life. And we want you to understand that there is no separation. There is nothing that is not love. Even the things that you see as being horribly wrong were created with love. Because love is the creative force of everything. What we are saying to you now is part of the shifting that is going on in the world. It is part of your opening up to love, to living a different life, to having a different world. And in order for that to happen, people have to come to accept the truth. And the truth is that everything is created from love. Now, some of you may be asking, well, then why is it that there's war and poverty and all of these horrendous things in existence? Everything serves a purpose. Everything serves a purpose. And you may not understand the purpose of most of the things that you see and experience, but that doesn't keep it from having a purpose. And sometimes that purpose is just for people to be aware that there are different choices. You can't be aware of choices if there aren't any. We want you to open up to love, to the pure, unconditional love which created you, which creates everything in your life. The Creator is always working with you to help you create whatever you need to create in order to learn who you are and what your life is really about. Love is the creative force of the universe. Love is the most powerful force in the universe. Love creates everything. And there is nothing wrong. This truth will take you to a different level of life, a different understanding of who you are and what you experience. It's about taking you out of that good versus bad mentality that just causes you to have battles and there's no need for them. You are moving into the oneness of all. But in order to accept the oneness, you have to accept every aspect of it. You can't say that I am part of the oneness of all, but I don't accept evil. Evil is a judgment. It doesn't actually exist. It's something that people create. You've got to let go of all of the old thoughts about life, about yourself, about God. You are truly moving into the oneness. The oneness is all that there is. The oneness has no separation. The oneness simply is. And it's time for you to know that, to feel that, to live that. You truly are in the oneness of all. And oneness is love. And that is who you are. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. Whew, okay, that was the message for today.
Awesome, Barbara. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry. Got me all choked up now. Okay, so we have come to the part of the show where we accept questions and requests for messages from people who are in the calling queue or on the chat room. If you are logged into the chat room and you have a question, all you have to do is type it in. If you are a guest, you don't have that option, which is one of the reasons why you should log in to Blog Talk. If you are in the queue of one of our callers and you have a question or you would like a message, press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will show me a symbol on my studio board, and we will know that you have a question. And so we will now go to our first person who has their hand raised or has that little symbol, whatever you want to call it. And that is area code 561. Hi, who's
Hello?
This?
Hello. Hi, Barbara. This is Lena. How are you?
I'm doing great, Lena. How are you?
I'm fine. I wanted to ask you. I started this job right after Christmas, and it's just not really, you know, what I want. It's not really working out, and I'm trying to hang on, you know, because I need the money, so I can't be, you know, so I'm trying to save up for a new place to live. So in the meantime, you know, I'm going to start looking again in a few weeks after I update my resume. So I wanted to see what you both thought about a new opportunity coming up for me.
Okay. DC, what do you see for Lena?
Hi, Lena. This is DC. Good
Hi.
Morning, and thank you for calling us.
Hi, DC.
first thing that I'm getting, Lena, is I remain confident that you are going to have, you know, way to get the job that you're seeing a lot of around you, and I'm out of horseshoes. So what I'm getting, you have to emotionally detach yourself from the outcome, okay?
Yeah.
Can we let go of the outcome just so much more easily? Okay, and you've got to remain positive, Lena. You've got to think positive, okay?
Yeah, I'm trying.
Great things are headed your way.
I'm working in a very negative environment, so it's been very hard for me. I'm a very spiritual person.
So just, you know what, just open yourself, okay? You know, this is a beautiful time for you. It's like almost magical, okay? The angels are letting you know that important life changes are around you, and the angels are asking you just to surrender and release all the oil that you've been hanging on to, because you're going to manifest better. You're going to see that, you know, all these beautiful chances in your life. And just trust in these new beginnings, because they're going to bring you, like, these opportunities. Bring with it long-term benefits, okay?
Oh,
so you've got to keep your thoughts and your mindset positive, and just focus now on what you want. And as you do, you're going to see how it really manifests, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, the aspects of your life are not going the way that you'd like. Angels are just saying, you know, that's because, you know, there's going to be changes that are coming, and they're going to be beautiful changes, and they're going to be very healing, Lena. So be true to yourself, live your life authentically, let that little voice in guide you to really take action and make the decisions that you need to make. And Lena, you have such beautiful gifts and talents, and the angels are asking you to use them to benefit your life and the lives of others, okay?
Yeah.
Does that make sense, Dion?
Yeah, I'm working. I know that there's going to be some changes coming up. It's a matter of being patient. So I don't always have that virtue. But
you're asked to, you know what? You're asked to really step out of your comfort zone and make those bold choices. Okay?
Yeah.
And you're going to see, you know, like, it's going to turn out just on it. And Jesus wants you to know that your life is always a result of your thoughts. Okay?
Oh, wow.
So really, you know, if you don't like what you have in front of you, choose again. Think of something better, okay?
Yep.
But listen
yep.
to those feelings within. Listen to your highest thoughts, you know? And when you're in your God space, you know that now Lena is only temporary, okay?
Yep. Oh,
yeah. Something beautiful way, okay?
Yep.
And don't worry. The angels are sorry at times about what others think, Lena. Please don't do that. Okay, you're amazing. You've got to show the world truly who you are, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But don't be afraid to show the world who you are. You have to... Go ahead.
I said I get hurt very easily because I always hate to think the worst of others, and then when they prove me wrong, I get so wounded.
No, I understand. It's a beautiful path. It's a divine path waiting for you. Okay? You're asked to walk on that path, and you're going to find true happiness. Okay?
Okay. All right.
As I, you know, and as I said, like, in the morning, like, as we started the show, that God is with you. He's with you always. Okay? And with His help, you're going to find the joy that you're looking for. Okay?
Yeah.
Walk with Him on that path. And you're going to find, honey, that you're going to be on a path that is filled with nothing but miracles. Okay? And we have the angel of... The angel of flight is coming in, and she's saying, Lena, soar above the ordinary. Beloved one, allow your thoughts, your heart, and your spirit to release those thoughts of limitation. Allow your essence, your inner beauty to shine beyond that which is known to you. Allow your fear and your doubts to slip away. Flowing past with desires. Be willing to see beyond that which is known, and be willing to see past that which has come before. And Lena, be willing to open yourself to all that really awaits you in the realm of Lena, be willing to
Yep.
I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, Lena, here is your message from Jesus, and he's going to be doing some work on you while he's talking, so you may experience some sensations and things. So, okay, here we go. Beloved one, you have come so far. You have worked so hard to change your life. Don't give up now. Don't assume that things are not working, because they are. Don't assume that things are not changing, because they are. You know this in your heart. You feel this in your heart. We want you to let go of all of the negative energy you have around your job, around the people that you work with, around this whole situation. We are clearing all of that negativity from you as we speak. But just take some nice deep breaths and let it go. The negativity no longer serves you. It doesn't bring you what you are looking for. It no longer has a purpose in your life. So let it go. And any moment you start feeling any kind of negativity, focus on joy. Focus on the joy of your life. Focus on the joy of possibilities. Focus on the joy of all that is there for you. Just let go of all negativity. You don't need to be worried. You don't need to feel doubt or fear. You don't need to see what's wrong. Let it all go. Let it go and allow yourself to experience the more of your existence. Let it go and allow yourself to be love. Just let go. Take a few nice deep breaths and just let go. We love you. And we are working with you to create a beautiful, amazing life. Please, let yourself move into the energy of love and let everything else go. We love you. Okay, Lena, I know that you dropped out halfway through that, but that's okay. The energy is still working on you as it needs to. The message is still there for you. And when you listen to this recording, know that it is there. All right, so we will move to our next caller or question. Remember, if you are in the chat room and you'd like a message, type that you'd like a message or whatever it is you want to say. And if you are a caller on the line, press the number 1 so that you are joining the queue of people who are getting messages. Okay, DC, are you still there?
I'm here.
Yay. All right. So no one is typing and no one is pressing the number 1. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Life is so interesting.
It is.
All right. We've got a caller with their hand up. Yay. All right. So we're going to the caller from area code 609. Hi, who's this?
Hi, good morning. It's Susan from New Jersey.
Hi, Susan. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. So what can we do for you?
As usual, whatever messages you guys get.
Okay. DC, what do you have for Susan?
Yes, good morning, Susan. This is DC. We have Angel Camille coming in and letting you know that all is well, Susan. Be at peace.
The day begins again. It begins with promises of new choices. It begins with placing one foot in front of the other. It begins by accepting who you are, where you are, and it begins with a hint of what is before you. Susan, today, let this day begin with gratitude. Walk the path before you with an open mind, a song in your heart, thankfulness upon your lips. All is well, Susan. Be at peace. The angels are coming in, and they're bringing you a message to use your personal strength, determination, and tenacity to bring about desired situations, circumstances, and results in your life. And know all that you need, Susan, is within you. And with faith, trust, and self-belief, you're going to be able to manifest all that you require, and you're going to find success and fulfillment. Okay, so continue having faith and trust as well in your intuition and the guidance from the angels. They're with you. They're assisting you to manifest abundance, prosperity, and success in your life. Okay, and they're asking you to do something positive about a present situation and look at things from a higher perspective and trust that there are solutions and pathways that you'll be able to find. And they're saying, Susan, please face the truth of the issue, whatever it may be, so that it can finally be faced and dealt with. And trust that nothing is placed in your life that you're not able to overcome and grow from. Everything is a test in a way, shape, or form for you to pass. And trust yourself to overcome any obstacles, and you're going to grow and you're going to learn from the experience. Susan, remove barriers and obstacles and see new levels of awareness and self-expression. I'm getting successes coming to you, Susan. I'm also getting, you know, just stay determined. I see you, like, moving successfully along a path, okay? You have Archangel Metatron with you, and he's asking you to step out of your comfort zone and just go bravely ahead with joy and confidence, okay? And just really allow yourself to feel pride in whatever it is you are accomplishing, okay? And I'm also getting, you know, you've got to stand up for what you believe and you've got to have confidence and you've got to claim your personal power, Susan. Okay, have the courage of your convictions and pay really close attention to what's going on around you. Okay?
Okay.
And Jesus is coming in and he's letting you know, Susan, that all people are special and all moments are golden. There's no person and there's no time more special than another. And you have always been and you will always be a divine part of the whole, Susan. Okay? And he's saying for most of your life, you've lived in the effect of your experiences. But now, Susan, you're invited to be the cause of them. And this is what is known as conscious living. Okay? And it's called walking in awareness. So Jesus is inviting you to, you know, to really, you know, think about, like, you know, who am I and what do I want to be, you know? He's saying, Susan, often you do not remember who you are and you do not know who you want to be until you try out a few ways of being. That is why honoring your truest feeling is so important, Susan, okay? And I'm being guided by the angels to ask you, I don't know if you do this, but maybe start off each morning with a beautiful morning prayer or a blessing. And in this way, you can let peace fill your heart, okay? And Susan, I'm getting that you are cared for and you are loved by so many, okay? Allow this morning to just be a welcome time in your life and just realize that every day is a gift, Susan. And that's what I have for you. I hope it's helped. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. And thank you for calling us, Susan.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Susan, first thing I get is that Archangel Michael is there with that chakra cleaning fluid and he's going to start pouring it in because you need to be tuned up. So just let yourself experience that and Jesus will talk to you while it's happening. So here we go. Beloved one, there's so much. There's so much that you still haven't let go of. There's so much that makes you feel small and insignificant. And we want you to continue to let that go because it's not true. You are not cursed. You are not being punished. You do not deserve bad things. Let all of that go. Allow it to leave your life. As Archangel Michael is working with you now, he is clearing out so many of those beliefs. They do not serve you any longer. You do not need to keep them. You certainly do not need to go and get them back once they've been removed. Just let it go, because it's not the truth. It's not you. It's not who you are anymore. Don't try to be who you've been in the past, because you're not that person. You've changed. You've evolved. You've grown. Allow those changes in your life, in every aspect of your life. Open up. Open up to love, to the pure, unconditional love, which is who you are. It is the love you are created from. It is the love of the Creator within you. It is the love that allows miracles. It is the love that changes everything. Open up to that love. Open up to that love. It's okay. It's safe. Open up to that love. And when your mind starts giving you 1,001 reasons why you shouldn't accept that love, accept it anyway. You are not a mind. You are so much more. Do not let your thoughts run your life. Open up to the love. Open up to the truth. And let that be who you are being in every moment. You are being filled with the energy of love. Let yourself move forward in your own life. Allow yourself to become the truth of who you are. We are with you always. We are working with you always. You are never alone. And love is always the answer. Be one with the love that you are. Be one with your life. Breathe. And be. Oh, okay, Susan, that's what he wanted to say.
Beautiful. Okay.
I feel all this energy moving in you. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling, and sit back, relax, and allow that chakra cleaner to do its thing, and I can feel the changes that are happening in you. So just enjoy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is from area code 858. Hi, who's this? Wait, are you there?
Hi.
Yeah, there you are.
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. What can we do for you today?
Well, I just want to know what the pain in my knees is. Is it about moving forward? And if so, what do I need to do to move forward?
Okay, so you have pain in your knees?
Yeah, bad.
Okay. DC, you want to talk to Donna about her knees? DC, are you there?
I'm here. It sounds a little windy. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Yes, good morning, Donna. This is DC. Thank you so much for calling us this morning.
Hello.
Okay. And you're having problems with your knee, huh?
Yeah, really bad.
Okay. Okay, I'm trying to see a little. I'm getting there's a lot of stress in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'm getting the stress is affecting your knee. Okay. And Donna, do you realize that every little part of our body has a voice and it wants to talk to us?
Hmm.
Okay. So just maybe sit quietly and ask your knee, like, what are you trying to tell me? Okay. Do you practice any kind of relaxation technique?
I meditate.
Well, meditation is really, really good, okay? Okay, and just, I'm getting, you know, guided to tell you, make a list of what's going on with that stress situation, you know?
Okay, yeah.
And just, you know, speak honestly and openly, you know, with yourself and, you know, talk to your knee and allow Archangel Raphael, he's our healing angel, to really come in and help you, you know, with the physical, you know, issue that's going on. But I'm getting that you sort of have to detox. And that could be, you know, detox your thinking. It could be, do you ingest a lot of caffeine?
No, I don't drink any caffeine or alcohol.
Okay, because I'm getting there might be something that you're ingesting as well. I don't know what it could be. Okay.
Huh.
I don't know if it's preservatives, sugars, chemicals, but I'm getting that there's
no,
something.
No, I don't eat sugar either.
Okay. Do you smoke or anything? Because there's something that the angels
no.
are showing me. I can't figure out what it could be.
Huh.
It could be even an environmental substance. Do you use organic things to clean the house?
I use essential oils.
Okay. Well, I'm getting, you know what, you really would benefit, though, from a detoxing sea salt bath, okay?
Okay.
And as you're taking that sea salt bath, ask the angels, and they're going to clear away any kind of negativity that you're holding on to. Are you in a toxic situation?
That's probably it.
Okay, because I'm getting detoxed, okay? And,
okay.
You know, allow the angels to come in and help you with that, okay, Donna?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I sort of, like maybe with the situation, you sort of have given away some of your power. Okay.
Okay.
And Archangel Raphael wants to come in and really help you with that. Okay. And when you give away your power, you put your own feelings like on the back burner. Okay. Archangel Raphael is present with you, and he wants to help you to speak the truth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to help you to do that. And just trust what you're getting within. And I'm getting, like, really, you know, really think about that you want out of life, Donna, and go for that. And Jesus is coming in and he's saying, you know, please, you know, go ahead and do what you really love and do nothing else. I mean, each of us are here only for a small amount of time, and, you know, it's not a good thing to waste the time that we have, okay? So Jesus wants you, you know, to do what you love, and he wants you to start creating, okay? Creating the life that you want, okay? Go to your,
okay.
your highest thought about yourself. Imagine that, you know, what would Donna be doing? What would be the life that you would be living? Imagine, you know, that beautiful life. What would you think? What would you How would you respond to others and what they do and say, okay?
Okay.
So you really have to think about that beautiful life that, you know, that you so can live, okay? But really go ahead and do what you love, Donna, and do nothing. Else, okay?
Okay.
And he's saying you have nothing to learn about relationships. You have only to demonstrate what you already know, Donna. See. Okay, I have one more message. Okay, I have Archangel, I have an angel coming in, Angel Zachariel, and Angel Zachariel is keeper of records. And he is asking you, Donna, please ask. He's saying, beloved child of light, do you wish he saw that as love? Do you wish to release that which has come before you? Do you seek to release you from past mistakes, from the shadows of doubt or fear?
Seek not the forgiveness of others. Instead, forgive yourself for all mistakes, real or perceived. All is kept, all is remembered in thy name. Anna, all is forgiven in the moment of the asking. All is wiped clean, releasing you from what no longer is. Anna, be willing to release that which no longer serves your highest and best and that of your higher self. And my dog Ginger transitioned last night, and she was showing me, like, you all, like, tangled up in Christmas lights, Donna, okay? And the reason for that is you're sort of given a time to just think about what it is that you really want to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying, once you think about what you really want to do, she has the scissors, and she's going to cut all those cords of the Christmas lights, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, you know what, she wants you to celebrate the beautiful life that's ahead of you, because it truly is going to be beautiful, Anna. And that's what I have, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless you, hon.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Donna, let's see what Jesus wants to say. Beloved one, there are things in your life that you haven't really been willing to step into. There are reasons why you've been holding back, and those reasons are whatever those reasons are. But your knees are reminding you that it's time to let go. To let go of all of the reasons for not being who you truly are. We want you to open up right now, to open up and allow yourself to accept yourself. You do so many things to make the world a better place, to make the environment better, to make other people better. This is your moment for you. No one else, just you. In this moment, we want you to open up to what it is you want to do, to who it is you want to be. And we are helping you, and we are clearing away all of that old clutter. And so much of that clutter had settled into your knees, and we're removing it now as we speak. We are lifting that burden from you because you don't need it. You don't deserve it. You haven't done anything wrong. We want you to be open to your beauty, to your love, to your light, to all the good that you have already done, to recognizing that you are more, that you deserve an amazing, wonderful life, and that there is no reason for you to hold yourself back. There is no reason for you to hold yourself back. There's no need. We are with you. We are working with you. We are right beside you. The Creator is within you. You have everything that you need. Accept this truth and move forward with your own life. Accept this truth and live your life. Life is not about sacrifices and struggle. It's about letting go and moving forward. Let go. Let go right now. Just take a nice deep breath. And let go. Okay, Donna, how do your knees feel?
Oh, my God.
Good. Well, you've got a beautiful team of angels that are working on you right this moment. And they'll stay with you as long as they need to so that you can gain the clarity that you need to make the decisions that you want to make about your life. So things are moving forward, and that's a good thing, and they want you to embrace that goodness, embrace the goodness of you. Okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Ooh, so much energy. All right. Our next caller is from area code 415. Hi.
Hi. It's Jessica.
Hello. Jessica, how are you today?
Yay. I'll say I'm good, but it might be a lie. I'm clearing through a lot of stuff. So, you know, we're always happy about that. I'm basically just calling for a healing on two, like, main things today.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I'm noticing is that, so I'm at the point that I'm finally letting this guy go. And,
yay!
Well, I know there's, like, some fears that are coming up because I know usually when I let somebody go, then I am, like, done with them and like for good. And I feel like this guy is going to keep coming back, and I want to be open to that experience. I don't know. There's some fears coming up around that, like limiting thoughts or whatever, which has to do with like the keeping my heart open. And then like thoughts are coming up about how like I'm sort of feeling used around that. Which is
mm-hmm.
sort of like a ridiculous thought because, you know, like, why would you let a guy keep coming back and forth? And it's like, well, he's not hurting me. I'm actually, like, healing a lot of stuff. And, like, the last time, like, we shared a lot and we got close and it felt wonderful. It's wonderful. But then there's, like, this anger that's been coming up today, yesterday, about how he's not being a friend to me now. And I was there for him, like giving him compliments about helping him heal. So there's like some anger stuff coming up around that. And that I was encouraging him. And then the other thing is, I think I might like energetically, even though I'm trying not to fix, and I think I'm doing much better than I was before. I think energetically I might be picking up some of his stuff and trying to like heal it for him or working through it or whatever. And I'd like some like healing around that to like not do that, because I know I do that with people, but I want to let that go also.
Okay.
So
okay.
Yeah, there you go. Just a couple of things, just a few.
Just a couple of little things.
Little things, very little things.
All right, let's see what DC has for you.
Good morning, Jessica. Thank you for calling us.
Good morning.
The first thing that I have for you, Archangel Michael is stepping forward, and he's handing you this beautiful energetic key, okay? And this energetic key is sort of one of spiritual vision, and it's sort of like giving you the missing pieces of the puzzle, okay? So
okay.
This key is going to activate the windows of your soul, and it's really going to help to effectively heighten your spiritual vision. And you feel like I said, a piece of that puzzle that's been missing for you, Jessica. Okay? And Archangel Michael is saying, Jessica, this is really a powerful blessing, and it brings you this intuitive vision. And it's of extreme importance to you at this point in time. It allows you to expand your peripheral vision, and it heightens your observational skills and your intuition. Okay? He's saying, Jessica, a vital piece of information is going to be revealed, bringing you the solutions you've been asking for from the angels. Okay? And he now leads the way forward, guiding you with angel signs. There's going to be some angelic downloads of inspiration. And you're also going to see that you're going to get messages as you dream. Okay? And the energy of this key is so powerful that Archangel Michael refers to it as angelic perception. He's saying, Jessica, take this key with love and gratitude. Hold it next to your heart and know that its gift is delivered, and so it is. So when you take this key, Jessica, you're going to be able to see clearly, you know, and know which direction to take, and you're going to be guided every step of the way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to ability to really manifest your dreams into reality. Okay? So just, you know that that key is delivered and, you know, hold it next to your heart, and you're going to see how things change. But I'm getting this positive healing and uplifting energy around you right now in regard to matters of the heart. Okay? And I'm getting your spirit is ready to expand, you know, and all the essence within you, and I'm seeing a beautiful romantic setting, okay? And you are going to find that fulfillment soon, Jessica, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So allow this energy to open and flow into every aspect of your life, okay? And, you know, yeah. In regard to the gentleman that you spoke of and everything, Jesus is saying, Jessica, so long as you entertain the notion that somebody or something or someone else is out there and, you know, they're doing this or they're doing that to you, you're disempowering yourself, Jessica. Okay?
Yeah, I know that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just say, you know what, okay, I realize I needed this experience. Okay? And then that's going to change everything. And he's also letting you know that you always get what you create. But, in fact, you are always creating. So if you don't like this situation, you have the ability to create again and again and again until you get what you really want. Okay? And I'm getting Archangel Michael, he's stepping back now, but Archangel Raphael is stepping forward. He's asking you to make a wish, Jessica. Your dreams are becoming a reality. Your life is going to be filled with joy. You're going to see that worry, fear, all of that is fading away, and life is going to be beautiful. It's going to be joyful. It's going to be magical. Okay? And the angels want you to know, you know, that divine timing is at work right now in regard to your love life, okay? And in order to have, like, that beautiful, beautiful relationship that you're looking for, you've just got to have a little bit more patience, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just know that, you know, give all your worries and everything to the angels because you are going to have that beautiful soulmate relationship that you're looking for. All you're asked is just listen and follow the guidance that you've been given. Even if you feel like, what does this have to do with love? It does in some way correlate to your love life, okay? You are being led, like I said, by Archangel Michael and the other angels along the path of your answered prayers. Follow your intuition and just trust in the timing of that beautiful relationship that you're so desiring, okay? Does that make some sense to you, Jessica?
Yeah, it makes it. It's very true. Yes, it's good to hear. I tell myself that too. It's good to hear from an outside source.
And just, you know what? Have hope.
And thank
don't
you
give
for
up
that
the
key.
Angels.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Don't give up. Have hope. You know, hope is a healer. Okay. And just know that, you know, every day is a new day, and it has the opportunity to bring something beautiful, and you're going to see that, you know, everything that you're desiring is coming for you, okay? The angels are with you, and they ask you to stay optimistic, and you're going to see how all the good comes into your life, okay? And just be open to receiving and accepting all the rewards and blessings that you truly deserve, okay? The universe is supporting you, and all your needs are going to be met. Just continue listening to your intuition, okay?
And you know, that's another thing. Go ahead. Yes, I thought you were done.
No, go ahead, Jessica. What were you saying?
That's the thing that sort of plays in my mind a lot as far as, like, listening to my intuition because I keep feeling like, hey, this guy and I are going through clearing stuff out, and we keep coming back to each other, and when people say, like, oh, a new, like, then the new person's going to come in or whatever the story is, I keep feeling like that's going to be him. And then I think that I have to, like, I don't know, like, first, I mean, that's like an intuition that I have, but then it somehow causes me so much pain because I guess there's a disconnect of what's going on now, or I try to make it happen, or I don't know why the angels and spirit would keep giving me that message to not lose hope between us and things like that. If it brings me so much, like, it's sort of like torture. Like, why do you keep telling me this stuff? Because it makes me upset rather than sometimes it makes me hopeful and happy, but other times, a lot of times lately, it's been making me really, yeah, it makes things, I think, more difficult, which I guess that's the less psychic, get the intuition and just let it go.
Okay, I sort of get like ego is coming into play. You've got to let ego out of the picture and just, you know, listen to what's coming your way. Go with the flow and be open. Communicate what you're feeling, express your feelings. And I'm getting, you know, everything, you know, like that's happening. There is a lesson in Jessica, but you are going to have the love that you deserve, okay? I'm getting this relationship that's going to be the one that's going to be the right one for you. It's going to have emotional security. Okay, you're going to, I'm getting also the word commitment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting commitment is in the future. And I'm seeing two
yeah.
hands, you know, holding each other, and I'm seeing rings. So I believe marriage is also, you know, coming, okay? But you've
mm-hmm.
just got to, you know, you've got to just go with the flow and let everything just be, okay? And just focus on what you specifically want out of a relationship, okay? Write it down
mm-hmm.
if you have to, you know? This is the type of person I want to be with. You know, he has to have these qualities. Okay, put all your energy, like, into that area, and you're going to see, you know, that everything good is coming your way in regard to love, okay?
Yes.
But I see your love life moving in a beautiful direction, and you are going to have that true happiness, hon. Okay? The person
mm-hmm.
is very intelligent, very dynamic, very outgoing, okay? So just, you know, just put it out there to the universe what it is that you're desiring, okay? And you're going to create, you know, the beautiful romantic relationship that you're looking for. And that's what I have for you, Jessica. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless, hon.
Thank you. Bless you.
Okay, Jessica, first I'm going to read to you a piece of paper that for some reason I just turned over, even though it's been face down on this desk for weeks. So apparently it's for you. So here it is. Do not try to change someone. When you do this, you deny the love inside you by choosing to deny what is now. Love can only exist now. When you try to change someone into an idea of what you want them to be, you have decided to be in a relationship with your projection of a possible potential of someone else. Yourself if you think trying to change someone will make you happy. Instead, change in yourself the things you think the other person should change. This is why you are not happy and fulfilled now. Okay, now here is what Jesus wants to say. Beloved, you are making progress. You are understanding more of who you are and what you think and the beliefs that hold you back in your life. And some of these beliefs have been holding you back for a long time. Like the belief that once you end a relationship with someone, they are gone. They are out of your life. You will never see them again. There is no more interaction. It is over. It is done with. There are many people in your life who do not leave. They come, you learn, they go. They come, you learn, they go. That is the way the relationship with that person is meant to be. So we want you to let go of the whole idea of when you let go of someone, they are gone forever. Because that is actually limiting your growth. You have so much to learn, and you have so many opportunities to learn. Don't deny any of those. When you open your heart to love, your heart stays open. When someone is no longer in a relationship with you, that doesn't mean that you have to stop loving them. Love is eternal. There is no ending. Stop trying to end the love. Sometimes you try very hard to create these little boxes and to put everybody in these little boxes and to keep yourself in these little boxes because these little boxes represent order. Order is not necessary. When you are working with the divine, with the creator, there is no order because there are no limitations. So you don't need the little boxes. So it's time for you to deconstruct your boxes. the boxes that you have around relationships, the boxes that you have around your heart, the boxes that you have around you. You are becoming this beautiful, expansive being of love and light. And there's no place for a box, ever. We want you to open your heart right now. Breathe deeply. Open your heart. And just let go. We know that you find it frustrating sometimes that people come into your life and they go and they come and you imagine that this is what the life with them is going to be and it doesn't turn out to be that way. And then you think, oh my, I've done something wrong or there's something wrong with me in order for this not to have worked. We want you to let all of that go too. Because those are just stories that you've created. That's not the truth. You are so much more. When you are beginning to get the slightest hint that you really are so much more. So this is about your preconceptions, your notions about life, about who you are, about what you're meant to experience. You might as well let all of that go too. Because you have no idea of your own magnificence. Open up. Open up and be. Remember, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing that needs to be fixed. Just open up and be. Accept the people who come into your life for who they are being. Learn the things that they are there to teach you. And when you let go, let go. It doesn't matter if they actually leave or not. The letting go is a matter of freedom. Freedom for you. Freedom for them, freedom for your life. So just let go. Just let go. Okay, how do you feel?
Calmer. yeah, better. It's kind of like if I let everything go, then there's total chaos, and that there's you're letting people abuse you, you know, and you're letting people step all over you, and you're getting hurt. And I know that those are limiting beliefs, but that's you know, how would I ever be able to have you know, like we were talking about, like a committed relationship. If I just let someone do whatever they want to do, come in and out of my life, come close, then go retreat for a week or two or whatever it is. I mean,
okay.
So,
all right, I'm supposed to tell you about my life. She doesn't usually have me do on this show, but okay. There are people in my life that I have relationships with that I have imagined, you know, that these relationships are supposed to be this wonderful thing and it's supposed to be blah, 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 blah. And I say blah, 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 because that's all my story that I'm creating. That's not actually the truth. And one of the things that I've learned is to let go. And when I let go, it actually frees up these relationships. Some of these relationships have become even deeper, more beautiful, more meaningful, more amazing than they ever were when I was holding on to my beliefs about how they should be and how they shouldn't be. And some of the relationships ended. And some of the relationships have ended up being relationships people come and go in my life. And at first, I resented that. You know, there was that part of me that said, okay, this is over. You've got to get out of my life. There's no place for you to get out of my life. Get out, you know. And I would listen to my guidance, and they said, just breathe and let go. And so I breathed and I let go. And these revolving relationships, you might want to refer to them as, have taught me a lot. And I'm actually very grateful for them because they really are an opportunity for me to see things that I wasn't seeing. And it's allowed me to step back, to step back in every relationship I have and to just accept the person that I have the relationship with exactly as they are and let go of any idea that I need to change them or that they will change or that they're supposed to change or that anything is wrong. So now I have space. I have space to live. I have these wonderful people who come into my life whenever it is I need them to come into my life, and I can see that now. And they really do pop up when I need for them to pop up. And I learn things, and they go away. And these others that I thought I'm supposed to have this kind of relationship with this person, now I can truly appreciate the friendships that I have. And it doesn't matter if it becomes more than a friendship, because the friendship is actually wonderful. I'm actually quite happy with what I have. So I've let go of the idea that I'm supposed to create something different, that it's supposed to be something different, that I have to work to have something different. And I actually have space now to love and accept myself and other people. And to just allow my relationships to be. And I don't have to put them in categories because they don't need categories. They are whatever they are in that moment. Does that help?
Yeah, it sounds beautiful. It's kind of bringing me tears a little bit now. It's so beautiful. I love when you share your personal stories. I think that's the first or second one that I've heard from you. They're very nice. And you know what, I realized something when you were saying that, is that one of the things by learning to give space and not rush into things, I'm in the process of, I quote, should be focusing on my career right now, which I should, and I am going to get back into it. But I have this partnership that has come around, and we were going to sign a deal the other day, and the lady started talking about how she wasn't feeling comfortable with something. She wanted more money. And I wasn't feeling comfortable about it in the morning either because I thought that I was giving her too much money. So what I was able to do was like pull back. And that was totally new and different for me, like to give it that space. And I have learned a lot of lessons from this other relationship. And that was a very clear showing for me of like, wow, look at this. Like you were like, let me go think about this tonight. Let's give it 24 hours. And then I was going to go back tomorrow, yesterday, but I didn't feel like it. I wanted to take a day for myself. So I even gave it another 24 hours. And I was like, wow, that's incredible. So I do like the space. And that's what your story sort of made me think of as far as like, yeah, this is the way, and this is good, and yeah, thanks for sharing your story. I like it. More stories from Barbara. Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll see about that.
Now you have to do some clearing. Thank
okay.
you. I feel much better.
Let me see if there's anything that else that Jesus okay. wants to add to that.
And I guess that took care of also like energetically, like because I don't think I've been doing it a lot, but I do feel it sometimes about picking up his stuff to help him heal. I don't want him. I want him to learn his lesson. So I think I'm okay with that right now, but I just, if you could just check on that too.
Okay. Well, you know, it's in allowing that space that you actually get to stop fixing. You get to stop picking up
okay.
his stuff. Okay, so there is something there that Jesus wants to say about all of that or some of that. Or wow, well, I'll just shut up and let him talk. Beloved one, there is a part of you, of course, that, and you know this part of you, that wants to fix everyone, that wants to fix everything. And you especially want to fix the people that you care about because you want them to have these wonderful lives where everything is absolutely amazing for them. But you keep forgetting that when you pick up their stuff, you are limiting your life. You are creating havoc for you.
Yeah.
We want you to start putting yourself first, to really start putting yourself first, to recognize what you do and the effect that it has on you. Other people do not benefit from you fixing their lives. Most of them have no idea that you are even doing this. It's not really changing things for them. But it is creating havoc for you. And it's time for you to stop doing it. How can you be this amazing, beautiful, flowing being of energy and love if you keep creating havoc? You can't be both. Let go of the havoc. Allow yourself to be who you are. And trust. Trust that you really, 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 really do know in your heart what is right in every single moment. This is all about you accepting you. And that sense of space includes space around you, around what's going on with you, around what you believe, around what you are creating. Step back from you and breathe. And sometimes that's all you need to do. And sometimes that's what you're most afraid of doing. And that's okay. It's all okay. Whew. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you. Oh, deep gratitude. Thank you. And I have been having that conversation with myself. I noticed that a couple of times with these two different guys about how I was bringing chaos and havoc into my life by trying to take on their stuff. So, amen to that. Yes. feel much better. Thank you. I'm glad
Good.
I called.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you. Oy, oy, wow. This Venus retrograde, man, is a doozy.
But Jessica, my dog Ginger is coming in, and she's just letting you know that you're sort of like Rumpelstiltskin, that you're going to weave everything, like all that straw, into gold, that you truly are the alchemist of your own life, okay?
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet. Thank you. I like that message.
And just, you know, whether you feel it's good or bad, just embrace everything, and, you know, because everything has a lesson in it. And when you do, you're going to see how your life truly shines, okay?
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's been super hard, but it's also been really rewarding these last couple of weeks. So thank you so much for your support, both of you guys. It's, like, really appreciated. Otherwise, I'm just, like, sitting in my apartment in my head or sitting in the park in my head.
Yeah, get out of your head, woman.
I try, believe me. yay. Thank you. Now I can really start my day. Thank you very much. Much better.
Well, you are welcome. Thank you for calling.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we've come to the end of another beautiful, amazing show. Any final words before we end?
I'm just getting, you know, that we've got to let love really, you know, propel us into this beautiful day. and really allow us to experience who we truly are. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go forth today with love in my heart, and I'm just going to extend it to everyone I come in contact with, Barbara.
Wonderful. Well, that'll create a beautiful day. And I encourage everyone else to do that, too. Okay, and Jesus is saying, don't forget yourself. Okay, and I will be doing that, too.
Yes. Awesome.
All right, we will be back next Tuesday with Morning with Jesus, and we hope everyone has a beautiful weekend and that you extend that love from within. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.